Welcome to Reflecting God. Nancy came to our door just moments after I scraped the peanut butter jar dry and spread its contents over slices of day-old bread. That, alongside sliced apples, the ones that dropped to the ground were plentiful and usually free, was lunch for our four children. "We just butchered," she said. As I was storing meat in the freezer, I sensed a nudge from God telling me I should bring some to you. The roast was huge. How did Nancy know there had been no money for meat that week? True, she knew about the disappointing change in job plans that left us for a few months with barely enough money to get by, but how had she known we had no meat? I must confess that I've never been more interested in Matthew chapter 6 than I had been that morning. I knew I must believe God's promise to supply our needs, but we were young parents and new at being Christians. Did trusting God really work? While Nancy is now with Jesus, I will never forget her willingness to be the hands and feet that helped make Matthew chapter 6 come alive in my life. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.